Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
I am furious. I'm about to check him.
How do I threaten him without threatening him so I don't lose my job?
Dear Todd, I hope this email finds you before I do. Do that sound like a threat? It kind of do. He gonna go to HR. That ain't it. I can't put that one. Hold on. I'm gonna try this again. What should I say to this man? Dear Todd, I heard you and Jim were emailing about me. CC me yourself or CC these hands? Nah. That's for sure a threat. Do I care? Yeah, I got kids to feed. Let me delete this. Dear Todd, if you have any further concerns regarding my performance, you can address me directly through my email. If not, I'll be sure to make contact and have my people reach out to you. I have no problem solving the issue for you. Best. Yeah, he gonna know what that mean.
Happy leap day. Fun leap year fact. The term leap year is actually derived from the German Liebchenjahr, which literally translates to mean, my God, one more day of this miserable existence. How have I not killed myself yet? So do something fun today. It's a freebie.
I'm just doing it for you. That's not fair. Just because you don't have a life anymore, it doesn't mean you need to take mine away.
I'm so sorry, Dad. It's okay. Looks like we're out of milk. I'll be right back.
The economy is trash. You want to know how I know? Look at this. This is a bean burrito from Taco Bell. Look at it. Look at it. I have never. Where's the passion? Where's the stoned 18-year-old making me this burrito? Where's the fucking frijoles, cunt? This is all tortilla. What am I supposed to do with this? This isn't gonna feed anyone. I know times are tough, but goddamn, Taco Bell. I have been consistently let down by damn near everyone in my life. But you were always there for me. Why now? Why now? Why are you letting me down now? Times are hard for everyone, okay? Put fucking beans in your burritos, bitch. Damn, and I know you just add water to some fucking bean powder, so you can spare it. You can spare it. I need another scoop, bitch. Where's my other scoop? And another thing, bring back the bell beefer, bitch.
I'm a photographer. I love shooting families.
Don't say that.
What? I love taking photos.
I'm a photographer. I love capturing kids playing at the park.
That sounds so bad.
What? I like candid photos.
I'm a photographer. When I shoot people, I always aim for their good side.
What's wrong with you? You sound like a criminal.
What? You want me to photograph their double chin?
Hey there. What can I
get? I want the Dune popcorn bucket.
Oh, no.
And hold the popcorn.
Come on, man. You don't have to do this.
Extra butter.
Dude, please, there are families here.
Do I need to speak to the manager?
No, sir.
More. More. More.
This is enough.
For your troubles, come, Bucket.
Oi, where you going? Dinner's ready.
Dad, I told you, the WWE's in town tonight. I got another ticket if you want to come.
Wrestling, the fakest thing on earth. I mean, how stupid can you be? Wrestling is faker than your mum's breasts. How stupid can you be to fall for the greatest scam in history? Now, sit down and say grace.
Nobody likes your house anyway.
You should know. Your wife kissed me on the cheek when I got here. Now look at you. All alone. Everybody's going to party at my house. Happy birthday, Jacob.
Let me ask you something. When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No. No, man. Shit, no, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
From Filthy Martini Studios in Ontario, California, it's the Foobar Show!
Hey, what is up, everyone? I am Josie.
Thank
you very much for listening to the Foobar Show, and a special thanks to you Poos who subscribe, rate, review, and share the pod with your fellow Foos. Remember to follow, like, and comment on our Instagram and TikTok at Foobar Show. That's F-O-O Bar Show, and we'll foo it up like a couple of Foos. Ain't that right, Steph?
You all right there, buddy?
No. Steph, today's going to be a good one. You want to know why?
Why?
Because this edible kicked in.
Oh!
And
just now.
Well, no, it's... when I sat down, that was 10 minutes ago. Anyway, it's going to be a good one today, Steph, because we're doing a little bit of a take back. What is it? A callback?
Callback.
It's a callback to an old segment that we used to do on this podcast called The Spiciest Foos of All Time.
Where's the reverb on that?
Oh.
Get it together.
The Spiciest Foos of All Time.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Tease it. What are we having?
We've got
here?
Soup today.
Soup.
We got a spicy soup.
But it's been getting a lot of attention on social media, right? Like, there's a few TikToks about how hot and spicy this soup is.
This particular soup, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'll burn your booty.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. So tease it. What are we having?
We are having Campbell's Chunky Soup featuring your favorite ghost pepper.
Ghost pepper.
Straight out of the can.
And you've already heated that up.
I've heated it up.
It's in the bowl. It's ready to go as soon as we're ready to go. And what spawned this idea, Steph? Why are you subjecting us to this torture?
I was perusing around.
Perusing.
Target, as I usually do.
You usually frolic. You were actually perusing this time.
Just perusing. I had extra time.
See what kind of fuckery happens when you peruse, everybody?
I was there for dog food. Okay. That was the first thing I made sure that was in the cart.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would have walked out with dog food.
Yeah.
Dog food in the cart. I was like, okay, I have some time. I don't really need to be home right now because I think you were at band practice or something like that. And so I was just like going through the food section and there was a clearance aisle.
Uh-huh.
Or clearance, like end of the row aisle, whatever, shelf. And it was Campbell's Chunky Soup with the ghost pepper in it. And I was like, sold.
Yeah.
Immediately. Like, no questions asked.
I've been seeing a lot of posts about this and how unreasonably spicy it is.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to, like, just damage your insides with this one.
We've done some really spicy challenges.
Some really gnarly ones, man. We did the one chip challenge.
The one chip challenge.
And survived it.
It almost took us down, though. That was the spiciest thing.
Yeah, that was pretty gnarly. Another big one for me was the gummy bear, the spiciest gummy bear.
Oh, you guys tried that.
I didn't try it. Yeah, I had that, and that's when I think my experience with, you know, do not throw up, because now you're reintroducing all the spice back into your esophagus and mouth. Mm-hmm. It's just it's a bad time.
Yeah.
It's a bad time. And make sure that you have like milk around. So that
with the gummy bear, yeah.
Well, with any of the spice, really. I'm surprised we don't have like big, tall glasses of milk right now, but
you know,
just run to the fridge, it's fine.
Yeah, we'll do our usual shtick with the spiciest foods of all time. We're never prepared.
It's not a shtick, Steph. It really hurts. It really sucks.
You know what? Nothing the internet says works except for ice for me. I've tried milk. I've tried several different types of milk. I've tried eating bread. Ice cream doesn't work. It's just like pure ice is the only thing that soothes the tongue.
Yeah, when you numb it.
Yeah, that's the only thing that works.
I even
the detachable handle from the sink and just like pouring it down.
Just deep throating the fucking Steph. Stop deep throating the sink.
It's like those dogs when you spray them with the water hose, right. And they try to eat it. Yeah. So just ice.
Okay. So that's happening at the tail end of this episode.
If you want to get through this episode, sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Or otherwise, we can do it at the beginning.
No, logistically.
And then you'll just
hear, not have an episode.
And then you'll just hear 60 minutes of, oh my God. Oh my God, it's so hot.
Yeah.
Why did I do this?
Yeah.
So we'll do it at the end.
Okay, fair enough. That's the smartest thing you've said all week. All right, so let's see. We're going to be talking about you today. It's a Steph episode, I guess, because you just went to not a taekwondo tournament, but a jiu-jitsu tournament.
Yeah, not as a competitor, surprisingly.
Yeah, you're a black belt in taekwondo, but you went to a jiu-jitsu event for what?
I was part of the medic team.
Oh.
It was an opportunity. One of my professors and his team run the medic tent at these Brazilian jiu-jitsu tournaments. And so he offered...
Or Brazilian for short.
Brazilian. Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And we were there. We were one of a few students that had the opportunity to come into the med tent. So we were in the mat area and we were on watch throughout. We had a 4-hour block, so we were on watch for any injuries that might come up. If the ref says medic, you know, we got to run up there. They didn't really allow students on the mat, but we had like a athletic trainer or a PT that we were working with.
Okay.
And they would run to the mat, and if they needed anything, we were like on standby. Because as a student, you can't like legally do much.
Yeah.
So we were just like ice bags. I put on a Band-Aid. We were mostly observing, but it was so cool to see how brutal jiu-jitsu is. Like, do you know anything about jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, well, not a lot, but whatever, you know, they show on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah, so that's a grappling sport, and a lot of it is trying to either mount your opponent or get out of a hold. Mm-hmm. And that's how you get points. And just like the sheer effort it takes to sustain those holds is amazing.
Yeah.
But some of those holds are very dangerous because if you get in like an arm bar or if you get into a neck triangle,
yeah,
we've seen a couple athletes just instantly pass out from getting into a neck triangle. Sick. It's just like you can see their eyes. They're as soon as they get wrapped around, they just go out and then their body goes limp.
Dang. And you saw that happen?
We saw that happen Hell multiple yeah. times. Yeah, it's just one of those techniques you have a split second where I think as an athlete, you say, okay, how am I going to get out of this? But that is too long of a time to think.
Yeah.
And then you're just instantly out. So we had somebody pass out on the floor. And so the trainers rushed up to her and she was just laying there and they just were monitoring her vitals, make sure she's breathing. We try not to move her just in case there is an injury, mm-hmm. like at the neck. When she came to, she moved around a little bit, and then she's like, okay, she gave it the thumbs up, and she was able to at least end the match, stand up and end the match. Because once you get knocked out, that's it. You lost.
Yeah. So she was still in it.
She was, no, well, you have to stand up and then finish the match. You have to bow and then shake the hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't just like walk off if you're able to, obviously.
Oh, I see.
So well,
what if they still held like the passed out person up, like, you know, like Weekend at Bernie's style? Throw some shades on them real quick. This is only going to take 10 seconds.
Right? Imagine. just like stumbling.
Just puppet them over. Do a little bow.
Yeah. But this particular athlete, once she recovered, when she came to, she was just like, oh, fuck. She realized that she had passed out.
Oh.
she was like, damn. She was pissed because I was listening to her talk to her opponent, and the opponent was just like, she felt so bad. She's like, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't mean to, like, knock you out. And the girl who got knocked out, she's just like, I was just thinking about, like, okay, how am I going to get out of this? And then the next thing I knew is I was waking up and people were standing over me. So it just happened
loser!
So
You're
quick.
A loser!
Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt.
Anyway.
And then so, like, she was really upset because I think that was, like, the meddling match. So it was just, like, you know, first, second place type of thing.
She's like, fuck.
Yeah. But I'm glad she was able to get up and get out of it. A few other things that happen. There's pretty common to see a shoulder dislocation, especially with those arm bars. Whew, it's nasty.
Somebody pop it back in?
You just pop it back in.
And then they're good to fight again?
No, because once that dislocation happens, that opponent lost. Like, whoever gets the injury loses.
Yeah.
If it's something as, for example, like a laceration, like if they butt heads and the one person gets a laceration, if that opens up three times, you're disqualified. So if a trainer needs to come onto the mat and patch you up, then you get disqualified. Like if they have to come multiple times, one time, it's fine. Second time, you're probably going to get disqualified. Yeah. Because it's like, it's up to you now to protect that, because now you're delaying the game.
Yeah.
Or the match.
True.
Somebody's rib. I wasn't there for this one. Somebody's rib got dislocated.
Oh shit.
And I'm just like, what the hell? I wanted to see that. Because you can just see, like, I was with one of the PTs at the far end, and then, like, so, four mats down, you can just see somebody lying on the floor just holding their ribs. I was like, oh, man, what happened?
So how do you dislocate a rib? Because isn't a rib directly connected to the spine? Does it come unjointed from the spine, and then you got to fix that? What happened here?
So it's held together by, like, ligaments.
Okay.
So it's similar to, like, I don't know, you dislocate your finger.
Okay.
Something like that. So you just pop it back in.
Into place?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a fractured rib.
Right.
It's just a dislocation. And so what we had a chiropractor on site too. Mm-hmm. And from what I heard from, because they were telling me the story, he had the athlete laying down face up on the table, and he assessed the ribs, and he just literally just pushed it back in. Oh. I was like,
that's gonna suck.
And you know they're breathing hard, so they're using all their accessory muscles to, like, catch their breath,
right?
And so that rib is gonna hurt for a while. And you know, honestly, when you dislocate something, the chances of you getting another dislocation go up quite significantly.
Yeah, because it's already
because it's loose and it's damaged. Yeah. Even if it's healed, it, you know, if you're not careful, it's gonna pop back out again.
It's true.
So from now on, it's just, you gotta watch that rib.
Yeah. Nice.
And a few ankle rolls, things like that. One of the matches that I was observing, there was a girl that had another athlete in a leg bar or a knee bar. I don't know what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked like she was going to pop her knee backwards. And it was just, imagine we're like grappling on the ground, and then I have my leg in between your arms and you're trying to snap it backwards.
Yeah.
Like, how do I get out of that? So the athlete, she had to roll, like alligator roll out of it. And then her knee was able to flex and she was able to pull her leg out. And I was like, oh my God, that's like career ending right there.
Yeah, that would have really sucked. Have you ever seen that video of this, like, portly fellow jumping off the top rope of, like, a backyard wrestling event? And then his knees going the other way when he lands?
Oh, yes.
You seen that before?
Yeah.
That is so gnarly. That's a career ender right there.
Oof. That is, like, for sure surgery
on
both knees.
He just shattered his knees.
Yeah.
With that.
Oh, my God.
Shattered.
That's so gone. Dumb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Double knee replacements. Yeah, at least they have those. Titanium. Good to go. It's just going to set you back $100,000.
Fuck. Do what you got to do, I guess.
I think they have a 2-for-1 special on that, though.
Yeah.
But, oh my God. This is why I never really thought about jiu-jitsu as, like, an athlete. I know the risk. And it's like, when you do jiu-jitsu, it's like, it's not a matter of if you're going to get injured, but when you're going to get injured.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Because it's going to happen.
It's going
to... Like a boxer.
Yeah,
like any
it's going to happen.
Other fighters.
Yeah. I mean, at least it's like that for many, many sports. And I like to think that it's like that for Taekwondo too.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's more on the if I get injured versus when I get injured type of mentality in Taekwondo. Because at least in Taekwondo, you can step away from your opponent to kind of like reassess your stance or whatever, and you fight standing up.
Mm-hmm.
In jiu-jitsu, you cannot break contact with your opponent. Otherwise, you lose points or you can get disqualified for like delay of game or whatever. Right. So you have to be in contact at all times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sick.
And we were watching. I only saw like a couple of black belt matches. Apparently, it takes many, many years, like 10 years to get to a black belt because of the level of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And the stamina that you have to have. And yeah, these two black belt athletes were so tactical with their movements and their breathing was so on point. Like, they didn't even break a sweat.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, let me place my hand here. Let me move out of this block.
They're playing chess.
Exactly.
With body parts.
And like compared to like maybe somebody that's a lower level belt, you can tell like they're using their whole body and they're wiped out like halfway through the match. But these black belts, they're so good at what they do.
Precise.
It's amazing to watch the skill.
Wow.
So I had to give it up to those jiu-jitsu athletes.
So that sounds exciting.
It was. And it was like being on the other side, like in the med tent, like you're always on because you always have to like be prepared to like assist somebody. And even just like doing a 4-hour, like I was exhausted because I'm not used to like emergency medicine or like triaging somebody.
Yeah.
So I think just like my body, my mentality, it was so new to me that I was just I was wiped out by the end of the day.
Yeah, you looked tired when you got home.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, that's dope.
It was fun.
It seems like it was a lot better than the folks over at that Willy Wonka thing that happened in Scotland. Did you hear about that like a week ago?
Oh, yeah.
Where like some people were selling tickets, and I think it was equivalent to $40 American.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Scotland, so they're using, what, the pound? It was a little bit more than that, maybe like 45 pounds or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a pretty empty-looking warehouse with some like half-ass decorations that barely resembled Willy Wonka, and like I think there was just a table of like some gummies.
So it's like a 1-year-old's birthday party,
pretty much. And it was like the photo they have of the one employee that kind of is dressed up like an Oompa Loompa behind
a
table serving drinks or something like that. She looks so sad to be there. Like, they were probably also set up for failure too. You know,
I heard they hired them the day of. Like the morning, they're just like, hey, do you want like a couple $100 for this show?
Just pass out these candies
and
just show up to this warehouse. And like people were pissed because, you know, they brought their kids, which the kids are excited and they're probably dressed up. And a lot of that happened apparently where some parents were so upset that they ended up calling the cops. And the cops came and they pretty much just said, all right, everybody gets a refund. They put up something on, I think, their Facebook apologizing, but that has since been taken down.
Have they gotten a refund yet?
I think so. Otherwise, that would be a point of discussion as well. I think they made nice with that.
Yeah.
So, but what the fuck? Like, you could totally tell this was about to be a scam. And what's hilarious is that what drew people there were all these like AI generated Willy Wonka-esque type of drawings that like... Come on, if you know what like AI spits out, it's pretty much that. You just tell it like Willy Wonka background and it'll spit something like that out real quick. It's not perfect looking. None of that looks like it's real life. But I guess, you know, the promise was that when you walked into this place, you would be immersed in like this type of the situation. And that was not the case.
No.
That was very funny.
Did they have a fog machine at least?
You know what? They might have, but in a otherwise empty warehouse, I don't think it really makes a dent.
Does it make a difference?
No, it doesn't. Hilarious. Man. Remember, and you know, that's funny because we've been to like places like this that really, really try to hype it up. And, you know, they end up getting like a lot of people to show up and then they just don't deliver. One that comes to mind is that cannabis thing. Didn't we go to a... We went to the LA Comic-Con, not this year, 2023, but the previous year, 2022, where we went to a weed event.
Oh, yeah. It was an after party.
Yeah. And it was cool. Like, you know, we got little samples here and there. By the time we were able to get in, a lot of the stands were already like out of their little freebies and stuff. Yeah. So we just took a quick lap, got a couple of edibles. Mm-hmm. I bought edibles, I believe, even more edibles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think you got like cookies or something like that. Yeah,
something like that. And then we're like, oh, fuck, man. We stayed in line. We were in line for like almost an hour for that.
Yeah.
To get in, only to be like really disappointed. So when I saw this story about the Wonka experience, or actually I think they're calling it the Willy experience.
The Willy.
Which I think that's a VHS that could have been rented back in the day. Mm. The Willy experience. Yeah, it's hilarious. Free Willy. Hilarious.
Yeah. Wah, wah. Wah, wah. That sucks, dude. These people just... I mean, well, how can you tell? Online, right? I mean, the flyer looks good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to spend my money on.
Yeah, they're calling it the Fire Fest of Willy Wonka events? I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, did you have anything for geeking out before we go into the spiciest foods of all time there, Steph?
Not really.
We saw the Marvels, Steph. Let's rate it. It's been out for, what, a couple of months now, right?
I think it came out in like November, December.
In the movie theater.
Correct.
And then it's been out on Disney Plus for some time. We just haven't gotten around to it. And partly because, you know, I guess the consensus at large is that it's not an exciting movie. Then again, I think what ended up driving the needle negatively were a bunch of people who just weren't about who thought it was too woke, is what I was hearing.
It's a bunch of, you know, dudes,
bunch of incels.
Yep. i.e.
well, that's people. Kind of, yes. This is a good movie, good enough movie. I didn't think it was a bad movie. Did you?
It was a solid comic book movie. I mean, what do you expect? Like, from knowing what you know about Ms. Marvel, the TV show, if you've watched it prior to this, you know that it's going to be nice and colorful, vibrant. It's going to have a, like, younger theme to it.
Yeah. Kamala, she's like Gen Z. Yeah.
I think she's alpha, isn't she?
Damn, she's that young, too.
Isn't she supposed to be a teenager?
I guess so, and that's the alpha generation.
Oh, my God, it's mind-boggling.
Dang, Steph.
It's like a story about her meeting her heroes, and then, you know, they go to save the world.
Yeah.
We all know what it is.
Yeah.
It's cute. It has action. I feel like, and you know what? The pacing was really good.
The pacing was good. I like the little montages, too, where they're training.
Mm-hmm.
Because, all right, I think we can spoil it. It's been out for, so we can talk
of
about
course.
It.
Of course.
It's when they're practicing, because, you know, the little glitch that happens when they all use their powers at the same time, they switch places in this movie because of something that's going on with a what do you call it?
Light power or whatever.
Power.
Cosmic
power. Yeah, whatever. And, you know, those little montages were pretty cool. The pacing was very steady, and there were no, like, real lulls. And I like that because, you know, a lot of Marvel movies these days are, like, 2+ hours long. This one was just short of that, like 147 or something like that.
Yeah.
And that includes the credits. Mm-hmm. So it's a solid hour and a half long movie. And I thought that it was pretty digestible. I didn't think it was great. It's by no means one of the best Marvel movies, but it was all right. It was okay. It was a notch above the TV shows that we're watching on Disney Plus, the series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it tied it all together.
But what do you think? Where would you put this? I mean, after hearing all the shitty reviews from Madame Web, from the Sony front, you know, and that was supposed to be like a redemption from putting out Morbius, which, by the way, Morbius is just a slightly better movie.
I've been telling you guys for a long time that Morbius is great. It is a good movie. It's a good movie.
Stop discrediting yourself.
It's a good
by
movie.
By saying these things.
Well, guess what? The internet agrees with me. It's a good movie.
It's a better movie than Madame Web, which is not saying much. Steph,
you're still agreeing with me.
For fuck's sake.
Thank you, internet.
No, I'm not agreeing with you. It was not a good movie. And I want to just take all the drugs and watch Madame Web.
That's not going to help. You're going to be even more pissed.
Yeah,
you're going to go into a fever dream, and then it's just going to end.
Okay. Well, how would you rate it? What kind of a number, if you were to throw one out, where would you put Marvel's?
I would give it an 8.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. What movie is it better than? Like, can you think of a movie it's better than?
Like in the Marvel universe?
Yeah, in the MCU. It's better than Iron Man 3 for me.
Yeah. And like the early Hulk movies.
Okay. Does those count? Do those count, though?
No, I guess those are Fox. Right?
They were Universal, I believe. Universal. At the time.
Yeah, but those aren't great. I mean, we watched it because it was the Hulk.
I liked it better than Thor, Love and Thunder. I did enjoy it more than that. I'll tell you that much. How about you?
I liked it better than the Marvels.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. I think we found the line, guys.
Shut up.
But yeah, all right. So you gave it an 8.5. It's a little high. I'd like to give it a 7.5.
That okay.
was a solid C+, you know?
A C+?
Yeah. It's like, again, it's not a bad movie. It's not a great movie. Like, if we're talking Endgame, yeah, sure.
That's like 10 out of 10, though.
It's almost a perfect movie. So, or No Way Home, or is it Homecoming? I forget. The most recent one with all the three Spider-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spider-Man. Yeah, Steph, 7.5.
Okay. Morbius is still a good movie.
For fuck's sake! All right, well, let's move on here. Let's punish ourselves, and I think we're just going to... That'll be the show. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do an outro, depending on how spicy this thing is. You're really... The internet is really building it up where, like, I'm hesitating if I'm going to be well after this.
Okay, well, let's just, you know, let's see how it goes.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Nerd!
All right, let's do it.
It's time for the spiciest foods of all time.
Steph. All right, so we got the bowl here. It's a rather large bowl. We got some spoons. Let's give this a shot. Mix it around. Is this still hot? Because it has been sitting there for like, what, how long now?
Should I leave and warm it up?
No, we should have done that by now.
I mean, okay. It was hot.
Is it?
Not like spicy it's... hot, but it was like hot out of the microwave.
Okay. I'm going to take a noodle. I'm going to grab a little piece of meat. Because it is chunky.
Okay, first of all, smell it. Does it smell spicy to you?
No, not really.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't smell spicy at all. All
right, let's see.
It has a kick.
It is spicy. Oh, there it is.
Oh, it creeps on you.
It's a creeper.
But it stops, though.
There is a peak to it, but it just, I wouldn't say it stops. I think it plateaus. It doesn't take you to a place where you want to just go hang yourself, and that would be a better existence.
Yeah.
Just took my second spoonful.
Second spoonful.
Got a carrot in that one. You know, I think...
It's not bad.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's not that bad.
I think people are just... Clout is an ugly thing.
Ghost pepper, huh? I can probably finish this can.
Yeah, I'm actually having like a fourth one now.
This is, yeah, and it's chunky soup, so like the noodles and the meat chunks are... The meat chunks. The chunks of meat are actually pretty decent.
Meat chunks. Yeah, it's not that bad. How very anticlimactic.
I was afraid.
I thought I was going to run to the fridge. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm spiced up.
Yeah.
I think my nose might start running. If I if I have more.
Here's a napkin for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I don't know what the internet was talking about. It is spicy, yes, but it's not like doubling over spicy. But if you're not used to eating spicy food, yeah, you'll go down with this. Mm-hmm. But I think because of our track record of eating spicy food.
Yeah, but it's been a while, Steph.
How would you rate this on spiciness? Like out of 5?
Same as the marbles. Oh, wait.
No, out of 5.
Out of 5.
I think food you'd usually do out of 5.
Well, it's not a 5. It's not a 1. I'd say a 3.
A 3 on the spicy level?
Out of 5. If you're doing
like
out
3
of 5.
Chili peppers?
Yeah, because like it punishes you a little bit. Yeah. And if you were to have the entire thing, I think that's saying something. Like the, we had that Korean one.
Oh, the bulldog noodles?
That bulldog, yeah.
That was a three times spicy.
Yes, it came in the black container.
Yeah.
It was already ready into a bowl. That one sucked. That one really is unreasonably hot.
That is a, I would rate that as a 4.5 out of 5. The 5 out of 5 would definitely be the one chip.
Oh, yeah.
That is the
that's the
spiciest
reigning
one.
Champion right there.
This one I would give... I would give a 3 for this one.
Okay.
It is spicy, and the spice doesn't get any spicier than your first bite. Like, it doesn't get worse.
It's, like, I still feel the spice happening in my mouth. But it's not... You know, I can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to continue to eat this.
All right.
After the show. It's actually pretty good. Okay. Pass.
All right. Well, that's going to do it, right? Oh, well. I thought I had a... is it this one? It could be this one. Hell yeah. Steph?
Yes?
I think that's the show.
All right.
That was fast.
It was. It was a nice quickie for you guys.
I guess one thing to point out is that Shoelace Express is going to be playing over at the Blarney Stone this Saturday, the 9th of March, going on from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. It'll be the first time playing down there in Orange as a 4-piece band and as a 4-hour set. So come on out. There's also, I'm going to incorporate a lot of like mashup videos, music videos, that courtesy of DJ Cumberbund, which was featured in last week's episode.
Yep.
Who does fantastic mashups from like songs that you would never think would work together. And he just kind of makes it work. And so in between our sets, there's going to be that DJ set happening on our screens, and yeah, man, come on out. It's free to get in. Just be 21 and over, and just get ready to purchase many beverages while you're there.
Yum.
Steph, you got anything else?
Nope, that'll do it.
All right, well, thank you all so very much for listening into the Foo Bar Show, and a special thanks to you foos who subscribe, rate, review, and share the pod with your fellow foos. I almost didn't get this ready. Remember to follow, like, and comment on our Instagram and at TikTok at FooBarShow. That's FOOBarShow. And we'll foo it up like a couple of foos. I've been Josie.
Now it's Seth.
Signing off saying, don't be a dick.
This episode of I'm Rich or Poor. This is a house for chickens. Yes, chickens. You can't even afford a house for humans, let alone afford a house to build for chickens. Why? Because you're a povo. Povels can't afford to even light up the house, and we've got all these lights that stay on all day and all night for the chickens. Because these aren't Povo chickens, these are rich people chickens. So they produce rich people eggs and rich people meat like you would never know. Because you're poor. They've even got their own separate entrance that they can't use because they don't have hands. Here's another entrance that they can use because they've got all the freedom in the world. And look at the size of their back garden that is bigger than your entire house. Because you're poor and these chickens aren't. These chickens cost more than your mum's rent, and the entire house costs more than your grandma's pension, your monthly wage, and your entire life savings. Because you're poor and these chickens aren't. They're rich people chickens.